What are your own personal memories of Margaret Thatcher and that era?
Well, she was a standout politician. I mean, Shirley Williams was around as well, but women politicians were rare on the ground. The first time I remember coming across her was when I was in school and suddenly the milk stopped. We used to get free school milk and Margaret Thatcher abolished that, picking the first of many, many fights with, believe it or not, Merthyr Tydfil Borough Council. They, along with Claycross Council in Derbyshire, refusing to implement this policy, Thatcher took them on. And Mrs. Thatcher won, as was normally the case when she picked a battle with someone. She had an incredible presence. I think, you know, people perhaps who aren't old enough to remember her will think of her as being perhaps a tough battle axe, you know, that spitting image picture of her like a man, dressed like a man. She was actually very feminine and quite small, but she could also be pretty intimidating. I mean, I remember interviewing her. And you used to have to be careful with Margaret Thatcher because unlike any other politician I think I've ever met, if you asked a question that she thought was a stupid question, she'd give you a row for it. So, you know, you felt when you were interviewing her almost as if you were back in primary school in front of your headmistress, you know, that she could be very nice and she would try and answer questions if she thought they were sensible. But if she thought you were trying to get one over on her or ask her some sort of trick question, well, you'd certainly get a slapped wrist, a verbal slapped wrist, I hasten to add.
Yeah, I mean, she did have that sort of aura of headmistress-like quality. But I remember she was egged when she came to Porthcawl. Were you there for that?
I was there for that, yes. I mean, Margaret Thatcher, when she was Prime Minister, didn't come to Wales very often. She used to come once every 2 years, basically, to attend the Welsh Conservative Party conference. On that particular occasion, the Conservative Party conference was in the pavilion on the front in Porthcawl, and she was arriving, and whoa! An egg came over from the hand of a disconsolate miner, as I remember it correctly, and she just brushed it off, batted it off, didn't bat an eyelid, and went on in. But, you know, Thatcher and Wales is interesting because Wales didn't really feel the full winds of Thatcherism until after she'd gone, because during the period when Margaret Thatcher was in power, Wales had a succession of secretaries of state who were considerably more moderate than Mrs. Thatcher. You know, you had Nicholas Edwards, you had Peter Walker, you had David Hunt. Now, these were people who didn't implement the full rigours of Thatcherism. And indeed, during Thatcher's period, the big tool of economic policy was the Welsh Development Agency. Well, there's nothing less Thatcherite than an economic development agency. So Wales was always slightly removed from the Thatcherite experiment, with the exception, of course, of what happened when she took on the NUM.
I mean, that the miners' strike, I was alive for it. I can remember it fairly well. It was such a defining moment for her in Wales and a defining moment for Wales as a country.
Well, you know, it's worth remembering that mining had gone down considerably in Wales from the period where it was absolutely the dominant industry, with over half the male population working in coal-related industries. It had dropped to about 22,000 miners. But the South Wales miners, along perhaps with the Durham miners, had a particular reputation as being, if you like, the icons of the Labour Party, the icons of the union movement. And so for Wales, even though mining perhaps was nowhere near as important as it had been economically, it was a symbolic fight. And there were an awful lot of people in Wales who felt almost supported the miners in the same way as they'd support the Welsh rugby team, if you like, or the Welsh soccer team. You know, the miners were our team to a lot of people in Wales. And so it did cause great divisions. And it was a transformational end to a 200-year story, the story of coal in South Wales and indeed in North East Wales.
But, and you would think from that she might be universally unpopular, but among her supporters, they really loved him. Like I said, people either loved her or loathed her.
And let's not forget, you know, since the extension of the franchise way back at the beginning of 19th century, of the beginning to middle of the 19th century, no other Conservative Party leader has ever come close to the sort of support that the Conservative Party got in Wales under Mrs. Thatcher. 14 MPs in 1983. They've never come close to that before, haven't come close to it since. So, you know, in parts of Welsh society, she was very popular because, you know, the idea that she only appealed to traditional Conservatives, that wasn't the secret. She appealed to a certain kind of blue-collar worker, the sort of person who didn't like people on benefits, who wanted maybe to buy their own council house, loved the idea that for the first time they had shares. You know, they bought their shares. Tell Sid, buy his British Gas shares. So, you know, she had an appeal to parts of the working class that I don't think any other Conservative leader has matched in Wales.
Yeah, perhaps that harks back to her being the daughter of a grocer and not being a kind of old Etonian, as I talked about earlier on.
And the great-granddaughter of a Welsh cobbler, as it happens. You can go back and find a little bit of Welsh in her ancestry. Yes, I mean the point is that she spoke to a certain constituency. And remember, she was operating at a time where the Labour Party was split. You had the SDP, you had the Alliance. So she never commanded a majority of support in the UK. But because of what was happening elsewhere, she managed to rack up these huge majorities in 83, less so in 87. And that really was her secret, you know, that she was, if you like, the person who could put together the coalition to reach Downing Street in the same way as Tony Blair would be later.
Have we had any political reaction from figures so far?
Well, an awful lot, as you'd imagine. Caroline Jones, First Minister, choosing his words carefully. Margaret Thatcher was a major force in British political life, undoubtedly had a significant influence on the political, social and economic landscape in Wales and the UK. There is no doubt about her personal achievement as the first woman to become British Prime Minister. Her place in the history books is assured. Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg, sort of similar sort of hedging remarks, if you like. One of the defining figures in modern British politics, whatever side of the political debate you stand on, no one can deny that as Prime Minister she left a unique and lasting imprint. Now, someone who's more of a fan, you can imagine Nigel Farage, the leader of UKIP. I have always said that Mrs. Thatcher was a great inspiration. Whether you loved her or hated her, nobody could deny that she was a great patriot who believed passionately in this country and its people.
And finally, do we know anything about Baroness Thatcher's funeral?
Yes, there's been a press statement, a fairly short statement from Downing Street, announcing that with the Queen's consent, Lady Thatcher will receive what's described as a ceremonial funeral with military honours. The service will be held in St Paul's Cathedral, followed by a private cremation.
Vaughan Roderick, our Welsh Affairs editor, thank you very much again for coming in and chatting to us.